Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm in Newburgh to meet with Kelly Schreyer, the founder of Strong Room, a nonprofit organization producing site-specific contemporary art installations and public programs throughout the city. Strong Room aims to activate both architecture and artwork for the local community, as well as visitors from beyond. Right now I'm standing outside of a historic building that also appears to be an architectural ruin. Its windows are boarded up, and it appears to have no roof, as I can see some trees growing from the inside out. It also seems to be taken over by massive ivy vines. But as I step inside, I see something happening with a group of people who are here to plant a magical garden. So Kelly, first of all, can you tell us about this building and why it's significant?
Newburgh was the home of Andrew Jackson Downing, who was really the father of American landscape design. And he was very influential at the turn of the century in terms of the way that American architecture and American landscape design developed, especially with English roots. He also did a lot of writing about trees and different types of plants and indexical publications he produced, as well as landscape magazines that were circulated widely. And he was very interested in creating a uniquely American way of creating buildings and landscape. And he really wanted the two to connect. So he wanted the home really to be part of nature. And he also wanted, in a sort of democratic way, for anyone to be able to afford to have a beautiful home, and was really interested in beauty and bringing beauty through nature and through architecture. So he has these publications that you can find as well that have different house plans in them, some of which he designed on his own, and then some he designed together with Olmsted and Fox. Alexander Jackson Davis did this building across the plaza here, and he also collaborated with him on several buildings. So Newburgh is really full of all of the turn of the century American architects, you know, quote unquote, were all making work here. And so Downing, in terms of the buildings, there's really very little left anywhere that was designed by him. So this building is especially important to the community because, one, Downing was a Newburgh native, and two, there's really none left. There's one other building on Montgomery Street. Beyond that, I'm not aware of any others.
So wait, this was his house? His own house?
No. His house was down the street here, which is no longer there, unfortunately. It was taken down, I think, probably in the 20s or 30s. But this was designed for a doctor as his home initially. And if you see the original drawing, you can see it's about half the size. So the second half of the building was added onto later. Through the years after it was a home, it was known as the Newburgh City Club. So it was kind of like a gentleman's like hangout. So that's really the main history of the building. It was restored in the 90s, actually.
And no, that's not that long ago.
Yeah, but it burned down. And so it's been in this state for a couple of decades now.
And it's brick, so that would have survived a fire. But
yes,
of course, if the roof or any wood inside would have been burned.
Yeah.
I see these steel beams inside, so that's still intact. And this incredible garden that's being installed. What is this?
The conception of the artist Martin Roth, who sadly passed away in 2019. He was only in his early 40s. And Martin came to Newburgh about 4 years ago, and that's when we toured Newburgh looking for a site for him to propose an installation. And of course he locked onto this building, and I told him, I don't think so. I don't think we're going to get permission to work in this building, but I'll try it. So he came up with this beautiful conception that really honors Downing's philosophy that the home should be part of nature. And of course, Downing also designed some public parks, and it was really Downing's aesthetic and philosophy that inspired Olmsted, who he worked with often, to do Central Park and Prospect Park. So that whole kind of aesthetic was really Downing. And that idea of parks as domesticated nature, Martin really loved and locked onto, especially in context with this site. So you have essentially a public park inside a building by the father of American landscape design. So there's this really lovely, cyclical, poetic concept. And I just fell in love with the project, and I just thought, oh, we have to make this happen. So I was really, really happy when I approached the city and about using the site, and they were open to it, and luckily there are these steel beams inside, so it's actually pretty safe. It doesn't look safe from the outside, but...
Oh, it looks super solid, actually, when you walk in. It's really, obviously, incredibly constructed with lasting materials. But the garden seems very ephemeral. Is it a long-term project, and who can enter the secret garden?
It will be open to the public. It will be free, and for now, it's just for the season, so it'll be open from end of June through October.
And who chose the plants?
So it's obviously very challenging to complete the project without the artist, but every step of the way, we're just sort of asking ourselves, what would Martin want? What would Martin do? And luckily, I do have his sketches and notes and emails from him describing what he wanted. And he did several site visits, so I spent a good amount of time with him in the sites talking about, you know, oh, I like this, I like that. He sent me plants that he would want, images, so the aesthetic of the plants we know. And some of that also was tied to Downing's native plants that he would have used or the way that he would have designed the path. We're kind of just mining from all of that information and doing our best to really make it his vision. And not being a landscaper myself, I hired some help. So I have somebody who thankfully knows a little bit more than I do about plants. So everything will hopefully still be alive in there.
It will. It looks beautiful, and I can't wait to revisit and see the garden grow over the summer. I first came to learn about Strong Room through last year's project. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. Last summer, we worked with Ezekwe Mohammed on another really beautiful sort of ruin of a building on the other side of town, and that is known as the Liberty Street School. It's really only been empty since the 80s, and it's currently going through its own transformation, but there's this huge flagpole there, and I always thought it was a great opportunity for public art. So Ezekwe has a flag that is part of his new Devenheim project, and Devenheim being a word that he created that is constructed of the five cities in America that are the largest population of black people. And so he kind of has this, how do I describe it? It's not a fictional place, but it's a place, New Devenheim, and this flag represents this place or this concept. And so through New Devenheim, Ezekwe has done different sort of social practice type projects as well, including a flea market and most recently a food bank. So he incorporated that into the Strong Room project, and we did this really great food bank event and gave out these artist-designed tote bags full of local fresh veggies from the Catskills.
And his work was also on view at Elijah Week Showroom last year. Is that right?
Yes.
It's the same artist who was creating in collaboration with them and Strong Room.
Yes.
This kind of Newberg project.
It was the perfect collaboration because we had the public piece, and then Elijah Week Showroom Gallery showed his paintings. We had an artist talk up at the flag, and then everyone went down to the waterfront gallery to see the paintings, and it was a way to see the kind of breadth of Ezekwe's practice, also paired with the food bank. So he has a lot of different levels of different layers of meaning and different types of work that he produces along this kind of same concept.
I like to ask my guests about recommendations, either in their own backyard or beyond. What are your favorite things in Newburgh?
I would say Downing Park, and to tie it also back to the project, Downing Park is the last park that was designed by Olmsted and Vaux, and it's named for their mentor and collaborator, Downing, And it's a mini Central Park. I mean, it's nowhere near the size, but aesthetically, as you walk around, you really feel like you understand that design philosophy that they were working with, and it's beautiful. And then in terms of food, there's a lot of great options in Newburgh, but there's a really cool, more of a food project than a restaurant, and that's called Lodger. The chef there is fantastic, and they have a kind of communal table, and the chef prepares one dish per evening, and it's a really beautiful atmosphere.
I stumbled on Lodger actually just reading about it, and I'm a super fan of what he does. I mean, he's an artist first, sort of community artist combined, sort of Pied Piper. And the food is the connector that brings people together.
Yeah, and they do great community programs, too, with the kids. So
he does food banks, too. I've seen him do food banks.
Yeah, so it's great. I mean, I think there's that kind of spirit in Newburgh. Everyone's here doing their own creative life, but at the same time, we're all kind of in it together. And it's nice to integrate those creative practices into the larger community.
Well, thanks for sharing your little corner of Newburgh with us. I can't wait to come back.
Thanks for visiting, Julia.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at Roundtop Recommends, or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.